Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 28th of February, recording at looks like 6:43 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asia was generally steady. New high on another new high on India, but this is an eyebrow-raising day in Europe and possibly also the USA, although a lot can happen between now and the close. Big downward dynamics in Europe, basically. And other highlights in here, bonds a bit steadier against that background. Dollar a bit weaker following a decline in some consumer spending figures, I believe. Let me just check that to make sure I haven't told you a whopper. Yeah, I know consumer confidence. It was consumer confidence that was down. And in the precious metals sector, some quite good strength there. I took profits because I just really don't like the general outlook for these stock markets, and I think they're very important psychologically, and I think that a sell-off, and I'm looking for a correction, and this global stock market rally is now 3 years old, and while fearing a cascade effect, I took the small profits in my gold and silver positions here today. And I also doubled up on my short in the S&P 500 index. I know they say never add to a losing trade because the short that I put on 2 or 3 weeks ago is underwater here, but I tend to build positions incrementally. But the risk is that I'm putting on shorts in what is still an overall uptrend. These are hedge shorts. And I don't want to be caught out as and when a overall downward move occurs. Now, what else to mention? Oil a little bit steadier in here today. That took a battering yesterday. Natural gas still weak. That's annoying to say the least. Now, let's go back to these stock markets. I think this weakness that we've seen in Europe is potentially significant. Certainly, we have downward dynamics, as I mentioned, and that's true of all the indices, really. Now, tomorrow's action will probably be important. If we get downside follow-through, that will fray a few nerves, not least because Europe has been touted as the most attractive area by the bulls, or certainly as one of the most attractive areas overall. I'm sure you've seen comments to that effect. So, if for whatever reason, let's say I'm hypothesizing now, this is not a forecast, but if Japan came in strong tomorrow for whatever reason, and that settled nerves and Europe rallied during the day and closed up on the day, then I think probably people would calm down, and my conclusion would be, well, I didn't like today's downward dynamics, but they might only constitute a warning shot across the bows. We often see this with very persistent, good, strong rallies, and 3 years of a rally without a significant correction is pretty good historically. And when you have that type of environment, and confidence is really quite strong, and there's some good reasons for that strength, such as all the global liquidity sloshing around in the system, then the market tends to take a few hits, which show that supply is beginning to come in, but it's not enough to break the overall upward momentum. Now, that's quite different from markets that just go in a parabolic acceleration, which can then become, well, transform from being the strongest thing around to the weakest thing around overnight, as what goes up in a vacuum of supply then falls back in a vacuum of demand when all the bulls are long. The type of action we've seen in Europe and a number of other market indices is different. For the most part, it's been kind of a sort of grinding out, a ranging upward trend, where the downward reactions are relatively small. The upward moves aren't all that big as either, but again, the bias is clearly on the upside. And you heard me saying that as recently as yesterday, that as far as all the big stock markets were concerned, all the major stock market indices, that we hadn't really seen anything other than some loss of momentum in some of them, but they were still all within their overall upward trends, which are being reaffirmed more often than not. But by coincidence, before this European sell-off, I remember talking to Owen about this morning, following a sort of flip-through review of global stock market and other indices and commodities and currencies and so on, which takes place every day. And talking about the strength of the European indices, but then Owen saying, but of course, we're only one day away, potentially, from a worrying signal. And we've had that worrying signal here today. And some people will look at the charts and say, well, wait a minute, that happened a month ago or a couple of weeks ago or whenever, or a couple of months ago, and you had a small, very small pullback, and then markets went right back up again. That's true, but this time we're higher. This time the global rally is 3 years old, and at this stage, and also those downward reactions, not that many of them had follow through the next day. If we get follow through tomorrow, any clear weakness tomorrow that persists through the close. And as I mentioned at the beginning, that will really fray nerves among investors who are pretty heavily long, who have been quite bullish overall. But I think every warm body in the markets, well, most of the warm bodies in the markets are likely to be aware that there are some seasonal factors that could well disrupt this market cycle. And then, of course, there's the old specter of rising short-term interest rates and the possibility of some somewhat slower growth. So, I think it's a time to be careful, as I've said before. I'm not considering selling any of my long-term investment positions, but I will certainly hedge as I have done. I haven't fully hedged that portfolio, but I have increased my hedge position somewhat. And certainly, as and when we do see a global medium-term correction in stock markets, I do want to have some significant hedge positions on because I know that I will see profit erosion in all my long positions. So why not sell out the long positions? Well, because what if I'd done that 6 months or a year ago, because I became nervous for a while? I'm going to hold on to the things that I really do like that are unleveraged positions, and I can put on asymmetrical hedges, as I've mentioned before. Now, if we don't get weakness tomorrow and the stock markets firm for whatever reason, I'm not forecasting that. I think it's probable we will get some additional weakness. But if they were firm for whatever reason, then my hedge short decision will continue to look premature, including the increasing of that hedge short position. But in talking so candidly here, I just hope that I'm just conveying my own feeling that the risks are rising relative to the upside potential, and we've received a signal today. It may only be a little signal, or an early signal, early warning, or it could be really quite significant. No one knows, but I don't want to ignore any signal. And bottom line, we have had a eyebrow-raising series of downward dynamics today in Europe, and the US may go the same route. For instance, the Nasdaq had a good day yesterday, but it may well unwind that completely today. When I last looked at the utilities index, that had a good day yesterday on the upside, and I regard that as a lead indicator. I said that bought a little bit more time for Wall Street, but it's more than reversed. Well, when I last looked at it, more than reversed yesterday's gains in here today. So when you have a ranging pattern overall, as you do, say, with the utilities index, it can go from something that looks moderately steady on a short-term basis, but shows clearly signs of top formation development, that pattern can deteriorate again relatively quickly. Okay, what else in here? I haven't shorted the JGBs yet, but that will certainly be one of my next trades. I haven't been rushing in on that. I wanted to see if the downward break was sustained. So far, it has been. And that's by bond futures prices, upward break in yields, in other words. But also, I have said that if we get a global stock market correction, that would be one factor that I could see enabling bond markets to have what might only be a last hurrah technical rally. Read Bill Gross's report, incidentally, which Owen has posted in here today. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but from what he said, and I've seen what he said in the comment of the day, there are again reasons for being concerned about the ability of those U.S. bonds to maintain current levels. I don't think they will, beyond the short to medium term at best. Okay. And that would be against the background of a weaker global stock markets. And in precious metals. Now, I've been too nervous to build big positions in here, partly because they had done so well late last year and at the beginning of this year. And those moves looked a little bit climactic. I was looking for medium-term corrections. And therefore, I haven't been willing to buy on weakness within the overall uptrends as I normally do. Had very small positions, and I've taken those right out. I'm not wanting to risk all that. I'm risking plenty enough here in natural gas, although fortunately I haven't let that position get out of control in terms of size. So but generally, overall, I'm feeling risk averse in here, and I've mentioned that on other audios recently. And industrial metals, more steady than not, I think. And here that would be helped a little bit. Yes, definitely more steady than not. And they're being helped by a softer dollar in here overall. And I do expect the dollar to range lower at some point this year, but quite possibly not until investors are pretty well convinced that we've either seen or are very close to seeing the last interest rate hike, and that there's scope for rates to come down in the months ahead. We aren't quite there yet, but we may not be that far away. Now, I haven't written as much in comment of the day as I normally like to. I have had a lot of business-related activities here during the day, and that's true tomorrow as well, because I'm going into the city for a bit, and then I've got a board meeting on Thursday. But I hope to get back to my somewhat more detailed contribution to comment of the day before too long. As I sign off here, and it's 4 minutes before 7 o'clock, we've got the Dow down 100, the Nasdaq down nearly 13, and I beg your pardon, the S&P down nearly 13, and the Nasdaq composite down 1% at 23. The others two declines are closing in on 1% level as well. All the best, folks.